Mà giờ nó kiện đó nên mình sẽ chết nằm chết đó tôi cho nó nằm bệnh đó mà tôi cũng sẽ sáng giờ cũng không muốn chết nên cho tôi bắt cho thì chết được tạm biệt chưa sẽ nhận được con nó cũng chưa được mà nó được bác sĩ tạm biệt xem bao nhiêu.
For the sake of all mother sentient beings, equaling the limits of space, one must attain the precious state of full Buddhahood by every means. And for this purpose, one shall now listen to the teachings on the graduated path of enlightenment. So please adjust your motivation and listen in appropriate manner. Yes.
chú con sư mất mình sẽ dễ bảo vệ chéo, đảm bảo cố gắng cho mình sẽ chú chỉ chéo, chéo như thế chú nhìn sẽ chỉ đạo cho mình số, đảm bảo người dân nông mà chỉ đạo cho mình bảo thằng ấy sẽ yêu bạn đấy, đảm bảo người dân nông mà chỉ đạo cho mình bảo, thế là làm như sao mà sinh nhật tên mình số tự tên là chỉ đạo cho mình bảo, đó, thế nên sinh nhật tên số của chị, em bảo đó thế là anh ấy, rồi anh ấy làm mình sinh nhật tên gì tenza lamin tseni, tenzi lamin tseni, tizi chita tenzo, tenbi penyo, ma tenbi nimi, en tondo va trok, tati nogen tandan di, ma vatin samtiji, ma vin no.
So then the teachings we are listening to is the graduated path enlightenment, and within this the outline of the text, which are the four greatnesses, showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of noble origin, and showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions, as well as how to listen to and explain the teachings, and how to lead students with the actual instructions. Of this, we have come to this portion, how to lead students with actual instructions, and within that, how to rely upon a teacher, which is the root of the path. And then here, within that, he explains the defining characteristics of the teacher, which is to be relied upon, and the defining characteristics of the student who relies upon the teacher. And within, and then following that, it explains how the student relies upon the teacher, relying in thought and relying in actual practice, and the benefits of relying on the teacher and the faults of not relying on the teacher. And so these have been covered, and now we come to the fifth part, which is a summary of the meaning of the previous five parts.
Yes. Ngata. Jeyan yon de ma ji ban nam ji ji ban nam de nyam ne ro de. Ta ta ji sun ji ngo sum ten de ne ga de ti de la na sim sam a ta wa ham da me sim ji ne na yon de to ban ne me to. A to men de sim ji na yo de jin no de ta ra. Te ba sum be kon sa de chu tum be ge no na. Kūpā tāng nāmā ngā tōng mēn tūshī mē jē nā, tē tā mā tūpī chū tōpā ngā tōpā chū mē sā wā nē nē mē tē mā gu bē nē chū nē bā jū yē chē rō shī yē sōng bā tā rō, nī mā rī tā. Mā tē mē nī mē tē lā tā nā tē nō nā nī, tsēn tē nē tōng sō, mēn tūpā tō mē jī bā, tsē mā ngā sō mō tā mē bā chā mā, nī tē jī tā rō tā jī. Yōng tē mā jī bā nā mē jē jī, jī bā nā nyam nē rō wā sē yā, nī mā rī tē nī mā rī. Nde ta lama tenzu nyeba yinna, tenzu loba yinna. Ane ta ti ni yonde ngar maji ba nam sattu chi yame wata. Ngar chi zingi yonde ten yon, ta lama tenzu loba yinza ti wongi nyamru ya tenzu sumba yinbari.
So then in the text, then it further elaborates about that if one does not rely on the spiritual master, or rather if one's relationship with the spiritual master degenerates, then the good qualities that have not yet developed will not develop, and those that have been developed will degenerate and disappear. So to support that, then Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from the sutra on the concentration which precedes the Buddha of the present face to face. So here within it, it says, so basically what it says is that if one's relationship with the spiritual master deteriorates, then within this lifetime one will be harmed by various undesired circumstances of suffering, and in future lives one will wander within the lower realms, you know, of evil, of the negative existences for a long time. And also in terms of qualities, those qualities that have not arisen will not arise, you know, so one will not gain new realizations or experiences. And those that have already those realizations that one has already achieved will degenerate due to this deterioration in the relationship. Yes.
Marisa jeje na ne je yorwa te je de ne nama tro sim je na de ki ji mi ro na nyam be ge sa jom ne ka pa nya ba ne ba se a ji som ba re nyin de ta je re kon ro se ya de ge ne ge san jom ro ya a som ba ro de no ne ne nama la kon ro no sim ji ba ji na no sim ji bi ge ji mi ro na nyam be ge sa jom ती के जी मिट्रों द न्यांबर अने न्यावते को आसों हिंबर इधर ता के जी मसे आते तुम देखे जी मा जी जी संगो जी ता भी यूं ना के जी मिट्रों जी तांगा यो जी इधर ना माला संगो जी ता भी यूं चेला चुई ना काबा टुजी तांगे के साथ जोम ने काबा टुजी तांगे ये पादे न्यावते जी को आते ले सों
So if we, according to the outlines, then this also says that if we generate an instance of anger towards the spiritual master, then for that, if one generate a moment of anger towards the spiritual master, then within that moment, how many instances there are, you know, that for that many aeons of roots of virtue get destroyed, as well as one needs to abide within the hell realms for that many eons of time. So therefore, in general, anger can destroy our virtue and cause us to end up being born in the hell realms. However, if one generates a negative state of mind, a ill will or a harmful intention of anger towards the spiritual master, then, you know, for that moment, you know, there are that many number of instances one gets equivalent to that number of instances, and within that one moment, then one destroys that many amount of aeons of positive karma or roots of virtue, as well as being born in the hell realms, having to be born in the hell realms for that a long period of time, that amount of equivalent that number of times. So, for example, it is said that within one moment, you know, of snapping the finger, you know, then there are 65. You know, instances, you know, within that 65 seconds within that. So then, for that, you know, if one generates anger for that one short period of moment, then one has to be, then one's 65 aeons of positive roots of virtue get destroyed, as well as one has to abide in the realm for 65 aeons of the hell realms.
Yes. nama chuji nye kumbi jawa tamji chobar penyong yungri sumbarwa. Ta teli doa yungdu kona nama nimu shuona jawa tamji nipanju. Nama di jawa tamji tuimitaba yungdu teli nina jawa tamji nipanju sumbarwa.
So if one displeases or disrespects the spiritual master, then one also displeases or disrespects all the Buddhas. You know, as mentioned before, by pleasing the spiritual master, one pleases, you know, all the Buddhas, as mentioned before in the text. So the opposite of that is that one, if one displeases one's spiritual master, then one also displeases all the Buddhas.
Nimbarita, nga la tenjo chow min ro ba song re. Yindi tanda, pasi tibika la che na, tsame je le che na, en tse te la, rita, tsame te le chow jume wa chi. Jeva tsuma te la, ta nyawa jengi bata tsamme baase jiwa jengi tsamma chupa nyawa da jenga ya songa inbari yina nyawa ta yani nga ji tuba la tsamme jibi dupo cheche yina yon nga la tenne tsiji yuji da songa jiwa yo ta lobo na moba jengen de yani songa tuba ri se songa
so then the next point is that when one talks in terms of the five, you know, heinous or uninterrupted crimes, these are very heavy forms of negative karma. Within the context of the Paramitayana or the perfection vehicle, then it is said that if one creates these five uninterrupted crimes or heinous karmas, then there is no way that one can free oneself or purify that within this one lifetime. One would it is called uninterrupted because due to the force of such karma, in the next rebirth, one will definitely be born directly into the hell realms, you know, without this process being interrupted by another rebirth. You know, that means one does not go to successive rebirths to reach the hell realms, but due to this karma, it propels oneself directly to the hell realms right after this rebirth. So, however, within the mantrayana, this vehicle of secret mantra, it is said that even if one creates these five uninterrupted crimes or negative karmas, then by relying on secret mantra, one can still even achieve the wonderful state of full Buddhahood within one lifetime, within this one body. You know, however, those that criticize or disrespect the spiritual master, the Vajracharya, you know, would not be able to achieve Buddhahood. Yes.
Nda ate lobo na tamse nyam songe tege da tanda juje to nyam ne che duba nyam ne che ngon du duba yin na yo goya ge ngon du man du che nya ba duba ton da yong ge res na som ba re eta yin de ne ju don drom ne ge ba che ge har ba yin de de nya ba drop se ya de kan de se na an de de で、チェンジ。え、今で、チェンジね、え、やばんところです。自動止めとばてさんまち。てらてね、え、たらやばんとやち、そうにまる。便なね、あ、パパソチ。パパ。で、パパとチェチ。え、とチェチね、じゃばちゃんゆんで、え、せよみろろ。んで、とチェチはて、こしばれ。せぐまろ。
So then the other point, you know, is that if one's relationship with the spiritual master has degenerated, you know, one's spiritual samaya has spiritual bonds or samaya have degenerated, then whatever positive practices one engages in then becomes equivalent of accomplishing the hell realms, and it's as if like one is accomplishing the hell realms instead of accomplishing the cities or spiritual attainments. So due to the force of the degenerate samaya, even when it engages in practices, you know, to achieve the cities or spiritual attainments, however, all these practices then, you know, one not only does not achieve the desired cities, but, you know, in the end of this life, one is born into the hell realms. So it's almost equivalent of being, of accomplishing the hell realms. You know? So why is it understood in this manner? It's because due to the force of the degeneration in the samaya, then at the end of this life, you know, one would be definitely be born in the hell realms. So therefore, you know, there is no difference. So for example, if one has a pig, you know, then they, by feeding the pig fodder, you know, making it grow fat, then ultimately the purpose is to slaughter that pig. Even though the fodder given is not meant to kill the pig, but due to the fodder, then, you know, the pig then grows fat, you know, that ultimately brings about his death, you know, to being killed. So in a similar manner, due to the reason of degenerate samaya, the ultimate goal, the ultimate result, you know, of big for that person then becomes the hell realms.
Imar da teda tamje ne jomne ne rong ge ne juy no ne song imar song an de bis ta juy ta juy ta ni de se ya ten de ne ni ba chen mon yu wa de song bar.
So all this is being expressed by the Bhagavan Buddha in the secret mantra scriptures, such as the Guhya Samaja Tantra, whereby it says about the various faults of degeneration samaya that could lead to such results.
Yes. Into tenso loba yena, and the day jim doing the set of tamjid, give you a pomba, a child over. Then the general subject is on it.
So, then the other drawback or disadvantage of the generation of the samaya bonds, you know, the spiritual bonds of samaya with the spiritual master, is that in our lifetimes we will be deprived of meeting spiritual masters. So, as mentioned in the previous outlines, the outlines prior to this about the advantages of relying on the spiritual master, it mentions the 8 advantages. You know, one of the advantages is that if by relying properly on the spiritual master in all of one's lifetimes, one will not be deprived of a spiritual master. So the opposite, if one's samaya with the spiritual master degenerates, or this practice degenerates, then the result that one reaps is the complete opposite, you know, of those 8 benefits, becomes the 8 disadvantages, which is that one will be deprived of the spiritual masters in all lifetimes. Yes. So then the Lama Tsongkhapa says that if you rely on non-virtuous teachers and bad friends, your good qualities will slowly diminish and all your faults will increase. So then he quotes from the various sutras to hold this point. So in general, what is being said here is that in terms of bad friends or non-virtuous teachers, what they do is that they, instead of leading oneself into the virtuous path, into the direction of practice of virtue, rather they lead oneself into the practice of negativities, to engage in negative actions. So in terms of these bad friends or non-virtuous teachers, you know, by associating with them, then one's good qualities would decrease, become hindered and decrease, and one's negative qualities, you know, would increase and become more rampant. You know, so in terms of these bad friends or non-virtuous teachers, you know, they are not like, they do not appear, have the appearances of demons. You know, they do not wear black cloaks or have horns on their heads. They don't have such appearances. Rather, they appear to be very affectionate, you know, being very affectionate to you and seemingly, you know, to give concern and give good advice and so forth. Sometimes, you know, for example, making you listen to what they say, then draw you into the negative actions. For example, for monks that lead very simple lives, then if they meet with negative friends, then these people will try to convince them that they shouldn't lead such a life of simplicity. Rather, they should, you know, accumulate wealth, and, you know, they should need something for their existence and so forth. So causing them to give up their simple lifestyle. Or even if one engages in Dharma practice, in activities that are in accordance with the Dharma, as we all know, activities in accordance with the Dharma are always, you know, in contradiction to the worldly ways, to the general ways of the world, the secular ways. So therefore, then the negative friends then try to convince us to give up the spiritual life and to engage in worldly actions and so forth. So these are how the negative friends or negative teachers function. Yes. So then, Lama Tsongkhapa further says, then the bodhisattvas, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes on the great final Nirvana Sutra and says that bodhisattvas do not fear mad elephants, you know, as much as they fear bad friends, you know. So in terms of, so bodhisattvas do have great fear for bad friends and not so much so for mad elephants. The reason being that mad elephants can only destroy the physical. The most damage they can do is just to destroy the physical body that you have in this life. However, they cannot destroy the virtuous minds and that in your mind stream, you know, the pure motivations and so forth. All these pure intentions cannot be destroyed by mad elephants. However, our virtuous friends, you know, can cause that to be destroyed. You know, the virtuous minds and pure intentions can be destroyed by virtuous friends. No, also, I'm sorry, but non-virtuous friends. So, in general, what a big mistake. So therefore, for the bodhisattva, bad friends, no, I'm gonna use that term anymore, bad friends are more scarier than elephants. Also, another point is that mad elephants, they may destroy your physical body in this life, you know, but they cannot send you to the hell realms or to the lower realms of rebirth, inferior rebirth in the next life. However, for negative friends or bad friends, then they can not only destroy the good minds in your mind stream, but they also cause you to fall into the lower realms. They can send you to the lower realms in the next life due to that force of negative acquaintance. Yes. So then Lama Tsongkhapa further quotes from the text, which is verses about friends, and it says that the wise should not befriend those who are without faith and those who are stingy, those who lie or those who speak divisively, and they should not accompany sinful persons. So the emphasis is not accompanying bad friends, you know, or sinful people. So it says here, even those who do not sin create the doubt that they might be doing so. If they rely on those who do sin, thereby increasing that which is unpleasant. So here that which is unpleasant refers to like a bad reputation. So if a person, for example, a person who does not sin or create negative karma, you know, gets acquainted with a person that creates a lot of negative actions, you know, a bad friend, and you know, if they go, you know, if they go, they travel or move around together, you know, then other people by seeing that, then they create a doubt that that person who is pure, you know, might also be engaging in negative karma as well. So it creates the doubt, a suspicion, and then thereby brings about a bad reputation for that person who is pure. So then here it further says that the person who relies on the unreliable will have faults as a result. Just as unsmeared arrows are tainted when arrows smeared with poison are placed in the same quiver. So the analogy given is that arrows smeared with poison are placed in one quiver, and then unsmeared arrows, like pure arrows, are also placed in the same quiver. So one will come to have the faults as well. So the reason for that, as is mentioned before, one creates the doubt or in others' minds that one is also engaging negative actions as well.
Yes.
So then, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Geshe Drumtongpa's saying, who says that the general meaning is that if a person, you know, generally should not rely on bad friends, if there is a person who is of the worst nature or quality in terms of character and so forth, if they are to associate with the person of the best quality, then the person of the best quality were to give them advice and sort of like, you know, guide them and show them the way and so forth. At the most, this person of the negative quality, you know, the worst quality, will become of a middling, you know, of a middling stature or middling quality. At most, that's their immediate accomplishment. However, for a person of the highest quality, you know, to associate with a person of the least or the worst quality, you know, then immediately for them to slide down into a negative state, into the negative qualities, it is almost effortless. You know, they do not require a lot of effort to become negative, you know, overnight. It's almost like an immediately, you know, to learn bad or to turn bad, and it's almost like an effortless, easy, and overnight effect, you know, if they associate with negative circumstances, negative people. Yes. So using this as an example, then in the old days back in Tibet, on the outskirts of Lhasa, or the outside Lhasa, there were two monks. One of them was a drinker, you know, of alcohol, used to drink alcohol and the other wasn't a drinker. So the one who was a drinker then left from that place to go to Rejing, where in Rejing they were Geshe Drontunpa resided, and all the Kadampa masters, mostly the scholars or masters were residing in the region, and they were very very much into the practice of the Vinaya, and actions agreeing to the Vinaya and so forth. And then so due to that positive influence, then he come to living the pure Vinaya. So like in hermit kind of lifestyle. And then so due to that kind of influence, then that monk came to eventually give up his drinking habit, and eventually came to give up drinking altogether, not only the habit but to completely abandon drinking altogether. Then the other monk who then went to the region of Lhasa, then within the Lhasa, this town or the city of Lhasa, where there's all sorts of entertainment and distractions, then he came to pick up the habit of drinking. So both a year later, or sometime later, when they both met each other, then sort of like their characters were reversed. You know, that which was drinker before, has now come to abandon drinking altogether, and that one who wasn't drinking or drinking alcohol before had now become alcoholic. You know, so therefore this is a good example which reminds us that we need to be careful with our acquaintances who we hang out with, to avoid bad friends at all costs. Yes.
대단나 라민남 주시 용서 잡에 담방 말시 받아 고 구이지 몇 바퀴를 잡는 준비네 가요 미친 나 무슨 말이 다 라민남 주로서 그래서 라민남 주 검시야 돼 개침 보래 그래다 검 너네는 라민남 주 검바이나 야시 때리 손남 소지 아침 못 속을 선 손대야게 라민남 주 검시야 돼 근데 kondu shenye tenpi tenyo mademi nimi techi chen ene lama sonji ngui san tomi kone tanda tzawa teba jomba taka rinji ne guba chi ene lama sonji ngui san tomi kone ene sawande tenri chewe ina lami nam jura se yate chakiri ten mato ta mipa tumi re za lama dundu chi ene tela ni joba pibi zano tsa zi zano tenri tumi re za mje karyo mi shi sumari
So then we come to the next part, which is a summary of the meaning of the previous five parts. Then it says that you must understand, as explained above, the instruction that is renowned as Guru Yoga. Yet you will get nowhere by training in an object of meditation for just a single session. So what Lama Tsongkhapa says here is that Guru Yoga, or Lama Nyingma Guru Yoga, is the a very important practice, that one should engage in this practice. It is the most beneficial for training the mind, in that it helps one to accumulate vast amounts of positive karma, of merit. Vast amounts of accumulations of merit can be completed through this practice. Then by when engaging this practice, one should mentally reflect on the benefits of relying on a spiritual master, properly rely on a spiritual master, and the drawbacks of not properly relying on a spiritual master, and then training the mind to see the teacher as the Buddha, and then praying single-pointedly, forcefully to one's spiritual master, making requests and prayers and so forth. So this is very important to engage in this practice to achieve the result. And contrary to that, if one just does only one or two mere sessions of visualizing the master in front of oneself and making brief offerings and so forth, will not suffice, to achieve the realization. So therefore, to wholeheartedly engage in a proper Guru Yoga practice is very important. Yes.
Kumzen 다 사자 밴드 다게 코나 라멘 남조제 노로지스 쉬어임을 뭐마 네 라멘 남조 노로지스 휴디고나 에 저런 나라 어 코웬 드시자 마도 라멘 드시자 말레스 네 라멘 남조 요 말레스 마노 다 데 라멘 남조로 세야 되나 라마 손지스 통하던 게 지고요 다 제스네 에 가바잔데 뉴미 소르테 네 사제게 뉴요 롭 던르제네 다들부터 인지로 던르제는 라면 남죠 노 한테스진제네 라마 손진구스 통화 아 던르죠 근데 사자 밴드다 선 영어서 잡이 집이지 뭐 던르죠
So then also in the ancient times the great Sakya master there's a great Sakya master called Chabagyanze and the also the great master Sakya Pandita so these two were said to be relatives, you know, that Trapa Gyatzen was like the uncle and Sakya Pandita was the nephew. So Trapa Gyatzen was said to be a great practitioner, and at the time of death, you know, his body disappeared and went to the pure realms of Vajrayogini, you know, Khechari. So therefore he was said to be a highly accomplished practitioner. So then Sakya Pandita one time requested Trapa Gyatzen for a teaching or instructions on Guru Yoga. Then Trapa Gyatzen said to him that, you know, in your mind, you only see me as an uncle. You do not see me as your teacher or as a Buddha, you know. So therefore, in this line, it shows that, you know, in this reply, it shows that one needs to, in order to cultivate the practice of Guru Yoga, one needs to be able to see the Lama, you know, as the Buddha. So later on, when Trapa Gyatzen became sick, you know, then Sakya Pandita took care of Trapa Gyatzen as a nurse, you know, serving him, nursing him back to health. In the process of doing so he purified his karmic obscurations, and then later on came to be able to see his Lama as the actual Buddha. Then by cultivating that practice, then became renowned as a great Sakya Pandita, you know, the great master Sakya Pandita.
Yes. 아니 그냥 답안에 취시 재난에 만나고 집에 신여도 만나 주인도 된 거다. 단년 답안에 내 취냠내지. 그게 또바로 유도 제야. 던르게 그러다. 그러와 요든이 던르지 있나. 신여지 전도 된. 아니 대는 냠내지도 물과 정도 대제간 드시고 쉬고 전에 주인은 못 된 거거든. 선물. 인더든데 마제바 아 도바제 도메야레 레다 아 근데 계시 보도 마셔야 아 공 가슴이 좋은 소 공이 너무 많잖아 소음에 예년 삼바 주는 못 된 거 그래 소음을 근데 그런 게요 아 도마 아 도고나 아 당긴 좀 조시에 된데 쇼 잡고 지 와요 말 근데 인더네 아 남아진 되는 냠내 제동이 취드시오 주의
So then Lama Tsongkhapa further says that when you practice a teaching from your heart, from the heart, you must rely for a long time on an excellent teacher who guides you accurately. So the essence is that one, in order to achieve the realizations, one needs to rely on the realized master who can, and then where one can inquire about the ways of practice, you know, the appropriate ways of practicing and the appropriate visualizations as well as the objects of focus, you know, during the meditation. And so by doing that, then one will be able to achieve your realizations. So as mentioned before, Geshe Potowa had said that one needs to rely on the spiritual master from an appropriate distance, you know, for a long time. So Geshe Potowa himself, firstly, he had generated very strong renunciation in his mind, then went to rely on his spiritual master, and by having received instructions from a spiritual master, then I wanted to set forth into practice. However, there was distractions from his friends and relatives, acquaintances. So in order to stop that, then he went to a place where nobody knew him and changed his name and engaged in actual practice, and then generated realizations. So then he was, then he came to the expression that there's no, if one doesn't rely on this, on the spiritual master, then there is no other way, no other way than to rely on spiritual master. Maria? Then he went to a place where. I'm sorry. He didn't actually go to such a place and change his name. But then, firstly, that was his original plan. Then, having thought of that, then he thought, if one does not rely on the spiritual master, there's no other way, you know, achieving realizations. And therefore, he stayed on where his spiritual master was.
대전 제가 외전 너무 된도선 본도 요소보다 전전 마시바 때는 캠멘도 뭐 좋은 주민 신내든 미 죽은 된다는 거 오늘 저 가지 봐 된전 놈이 싸운 놈이 그러나 이제 좀 하면 손으로도 건드는 정도 고난의 인코 손으로 좀 주 담만은 이제 손으로 이제 고대 제발진의 시발 자오 이 말했다 내는 주시정이나 남아 주는 데 된 거를 근데 땜비 세나요 아 근데 섭섭진 땜서 야구 제거를 마도 땜서 마시바이나
So then, Nam Tsongkhapa says that, then quotes from Geshe Chögyal, says that when relying on the Guru, there is a chance that you might give up your Guru. So if you rely without knowing how to, you will not profit but lose. So therefore, it is very important that when relying on a spiritual master, right from the beginning, to rely in the proper manner, and if one needs to be careful, you know, in terms of cultivating one's faith to the spiritual master and practicing accordingly. So one needs to be careful in this practice right from the outstart. You know, if one does not do so, and one, you know, if one loses one's faith and one's practice degenerates, you know, this spiritual relationship degenerates, then, you know, one will experience great downfalls or losses. So therefore, then it says that these topics on concerning reliance on the spiritual master are clearly the foundation of our deepest aspiration, which is more important than anything else. You know? So therefore, it is very important, this practice of relying on the spiritual master, since it is able to fulfill, you know, our deepest aspirations. And therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa says that he has taken citations from uncorrupted scriptures and their commentaries, which are easy to understand as well as inspiring. And therefore, and that he has given a general overview that is adorned with the sayings of excellent persons who engage in meaningful teachings. And then in regards to details, you know, regarding this practice, one can understand it from other sources. Yes.
Deal Hama Yamnus Yamnichia, Tinin de 개체 좀 난다. 인자 안에 삽제체 연두 집어진 삽제니 세체 연부를 해서 뭐 대다 거주지 뭐요. 인도 다 샤만 대제래 다 샤만 대제 넘마다 신의 땐선 이제 난에 개체 좀 난다 해서 던지지 잘 해서
So when Naman Tsongkhapa was writing this Lam Rim, then within the outlines, you know, then it, when it talks in terms of the actual instructions for meditation, then it has the actual instructions regarding the practice. Then it says about relying on how to rely on the teacher. The outline of relying on the teacher. Actually rely on the teacher, which is the outline of the Lam Rim, the stages of the path of enlightenment. Within it, it talks about how to rely on the teacher, which is the root of the path, and how to actually engage in the actual practice. No. Yes. So it talks about
that is to our lives. How to devote the verse friends by devoting verse friends. How to train mind and path to enlightenment.
Yes. So there are two outlines within here, and it talks about how to actually lead the students with the actual instructions, and this is divided into two sections, which is how to rely on the spiritual master and how to actually cultivate the path towards enlightenment. So therefore Lama Tsongkhapa set these two, you know, specifically, you know, these two as the branches of this in the outline of the path, you know. So therefore places great importance in this practice of relying on the spiritual master. Yes.
The how to guide the sadhu of the actual instruction, the graduate how to guide the sadhu of the actual instruction. So within that there are two outlines. the root of the path, how to devote the virtuous friend. And then next one, by devoting the virtuous friend on that basis, then how to train the mind in the state of path of enlightenment, the Lam Rim. So what Rinpoche the way the Lama Tsongkhapa set up the outline, the emphasis, the first one, root of the path, how to devote the virtuous friend, is equally important as the second one, by devoting the virtuous friend, then how to train the mind in the state of path of enlightenment. Those two outlines equally important. Not the second one's more important, the first one, not like that. But those two are the way the Lama Tsongkhapa set up the outline is saying that both are equally important.
So 근데 이제 간다 간다 제거했으나 나를 제받아지 편향도 니미도 약국고 용능한데서 근데 제네 근데 단다 근데 니반어 근데 요나 대다 샤바지 대도 냠도 새로 남만네 근데 근데 지지 마죠 근데 정용나 대선요 냠을 시작했지 그래네 로나 다이 공원도 아니 라면 체니 라면 체니 손만 넣으시 라면 체니 돼서 로나 총아 노로조 레로나 총맨 다 라면 체니 제다가 이제 총요나 아니 라면 저 녹아도 이거 말아 근데 아니 로나 라면 체니 총고야 돼서 조 개비신이 체니 몸을 손이 어떻게 시버치 시버치 해내네 아
So then, here Lama Tsongkhapa says that in these times, like Lama Tsongkhapa gives advice that in these times of great degenerations, you know, the five degenerations, whereas the degeneration of time, degeneration of the persons, and degeneration of the afflictive emotions, where the afflictive emotions become extremely coarse and powerful, so forceful. So in these times, under these conditions, some practitioners, not knowing the way of proper reliance upon a spiritual master, or having known the way of reliance, proper reliance on the spiritual master, do not bring it into actual practice. Then they accumulate, in later times, they may criticize the spiritual master, end up in such a state, and then create great negativities and downfalls. So, you know, therefore one needs to, if this were to happen, one needs to generate great remorse and purify these negative karmas through confession and restrain oneself from doing them again in the future. So in order for one's practice to be perfect, one needs to meditate on the benefits of proper reliance on a spiritual master and to think, to contemplate the downfalls or the drawbacks of not properly relying on the spiritual master. And so then, in this life, you know, if one has any degeneration in one's practice towards the spiritual master, then one needs to purify that through confession. And also, if in one's previous lives, you know, all those negative karmas from degeneration in samaya with spiritual masters, one should confess and purify that. And then so, in general, for such practice to be perfect, the master should be qualified, you know, with the defined characteristics, and the disciple should be qualified with the corresponding defined characteristics as well. Then, for the third disciples, you know, those characteristics that you find that you are not, that you do not come have to, that you do not possess yet, then you should try to train yourself, you know, to come to possess all those missing qualities of a perfect disciple. And if from the side of the teacher, if there is and the qualities are perfect, you know, then one's practice, you know, of the reliant spiritual master would not degenerate. So one should constantly train in pure view of the teacher, and then constantly pray, you know, to be able successful in this practice, that the spiritual master, that we be able to be taken care of by the spiritual master unto enlightenment. So one constantly needs to make many aspirational prayers, accumulate merit and wisdom and so forth, and to pray to be able to be taken care of by spiritual masters. And once having done this, then eventually you will become like the conqueror's child, you know, the Bodhisattva, Sarvaparodita, which is the Bodhisattva forever weeping, as well as the youthful Sudana, these perfect examples of reliance on the spiritual master. You know, these two Bodhisattvas all come to possess similar qualities. Yes.
맞다. 자세 다듬어 줘야 되네. 다자 덤비고 이제 엄마지. 아, 이 말에 좀 좀 손은 손은 내 될까 이 말에. 임마레 총남비 네데메 갑라니 시로지 파르즈미 동동겐게 남마지 간드스니 요나 고 텐드지 체고 고 체지 넘레 텐데간나 아니 남간에 드라지 트라네 저는 샤소즈 송시다 아니 레든 시로지 파르즈미 동동겐게 게비신이 체기레스 드라지 좀버 다티 드라지 좀 안티 지나 아, 샤소 가와센 로고 요나. 늘라마데 간디지 인나. 에테 드야마죠. 아, 드림도 고는 톰 주바지. 에. 인도다. 아, 덴데지게 농데 마죠 바드. 아. 인데 살 카불도 시 아이 징미스. 밤자제 덴데지 요데드. 안데 손지 몸보지 샤르데. 에. 안데 덴데 샤소. 톤제 부데. 네 덴데제도 남한테 손제 레종 가르치와 덴데 따고야 덴데스티오
So then in, when it mentions here in the text you know, the Bodhisattva Sadar Prarudita which is the Bodhisattva forever weeping it was one of the rebirths you know, of the Buddha or the previous lives of the Buddha when he was a Bodhisattva abiding in the path of accumulation So this Bodhisattva was, when he was abiding in the world, you know, searched for a master that could teach him the meaning of the Prajnaparamita, or the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. Then there a voice came from the sky, you know, telling him that, you know, go towards the east and you will meet with your teacher. So then and such a voice appeared. However, you know, this Bodhisattva then thought, you know, how should I go to the east, you know, and who is it that I will be looking for? So he thought that he did not have the opportunity to ask such specifics of questions, you know. Then therefore he made a vow that he would not rise move from where he was till he received further clarification. And then many Buddhas, you know, that appeared in his perception. And the Buddhas then said to him that, you know, you should go to the eastern direction, then there will be a Bodhisattva called Chöpa, which will be there to teach you the meaning of the Perfection Wisdom Sutras, you know, Prajnaparamita. So then, even though many Buddhas appeared, you know, in his perception, however, that was not sufficient, you know, he had to go towards the east to search out his spiritual master and to rely on that spiritual master, you know. So therefore, for us, you know, ordinary beings, you know, if we do not meet with a spiritual master with whom we have a karmic connection, then even though there are many Buddhas, you know, may appear in our realm of perception, you know, that itself would not be sufficient, you know, in helping us achieve the goal of enlightenment. Therefore, you know, the spiritual masters, you know, sort of like appear to teach us the Dharma. So therefore, we should understand that point to be that the kindness of the spiritual masters are greater, you know, than the Buddhas. Yes.
Right. Ah, Kona, ne, ne go shaya ge yoji me wale. Yende ta, ne tiba jimu gebe shi ne tenren jeva na, ta, ne go shaya ge kogu no, ta, yen ke me du, korong ge duye te zonji. Ne go shaya go kong. Ani chongji chigi nana, minyonyi yuwaisi pe yundu, duyugi ani, ande tenri chayna, sonum chodja chimbosa, kurongi nopi zimbito chagi reye chayne, teke te, meso kogu mego wachidida. Ani kurongi kasi jia pe nana, ya chini yomari. Inda teju ani, thayongbu jia jingi, chamsi sosu chushchi. Ndi semde, Tangone tembo yuan yin na kande yin na ta go ho chen. Yine yung chen. Tanga mei gupa mei yas. 이는 한 초진 제거요 되나 매샤차 닝고요 텐데처럼 좀비나 닝요고 세네 자제게 나와 텐나 테좀 잔네라 근데 고샤치 제 아니 공 그래서 또 해서 닝요 진짜 제거로 근데 텐데 제대로나 그래다 되네네 그래다 되네 자진게 텐데체 대가나네 콘스미요하면 텐데인데 자진 자진 코롱이 소스데 아다 저도 가르고 온도 세드는 나나 시르 버튼 또 돈으로지 있어요 그땐 안 돼봐요 말이에요 아니 네 주보 소취하는 저런 샘플이고 말이에요 네 삼바타바 아 이나 되나 되네 수보 수가 쇼스는데 수보가 되는 것이 있어서 이제 공개 된례제는 취지 제도 니행을 보냐 다 시야마도 매허로 이제 된례계는 신의 된 된서 모두 친구 된례 넘버를 된례 넘버를 다 대지라는 준바 아 로드는 된지 제일 좋대 갑나 아니 니모세다 세모 니게 드시메바 로드윙이라는 데 준비해서 보면 샤보죠. 아텐데노. 아텐데게 아니 진행된 속에 대라 때네. 그렇다. 마 단다. 손은 받지. 다 되네네 주 사제바 토송 그래서 이거 그때. 이제 제 나나 때나 아니 텐데게 뉴남스는 요보 람드로트 비아지어를 파티 대관아 했던데 매버라 기도지 이나요 코니 신이 된서데 시라게 쇼치 뭐지 노니 자디 다 메시바도 뭐지 좀 봐.
사주바 토르베. 세게 봐. 세게 봐. At that time then this bodhisattva you know forever weeping then he thought that to rely on the spiritual master, one needs to make offerings, you know, to worship the spiritual master. However, since he did not have the necessary material wealth, and then so he thought, you know, to sell his body, you know, to obtain wealth to make offerings to the spiritual master. So then he went to the middle of this the marketplace and was shouting, you know, that he was to everyone that he was going to sell his physical body if anyone wanted to buy the body, you know, for so he could have the wealth to worship his spiritual master. So then at that time the demonic forces, you know, the Maras saw that, you know, if he were to do such an act, you know, then he would accumulate great merit and then he would be able to you know, achieve realizations and so forth. So to obstruct that, then the Maras saw, like, you know, the demons then caused using his spiritual powers, then cause the surrounding people in the marketplace to not hear, you know, this bodhisattva shouting that, you know, I want to sell my body and so forth. So people not hearing his shoutings, therefore ignored him. And then the king of the gods, you know, Indra, then was thinking, then manifested in the form of a Brahmin, you know, to this bodhisattva. Because that God was thinking that, you know, wanted to test whether this bodhisattva's mind was stable or not, you know, stability of his intention, you know, for Dharma. So that manifested in the form of Brahmin, then came to beside him, this bodhisattva, and then said to the bodhisattva, you know, in general I do not need flesh and blood, but if for ritual, for the purpose of ritual sacrifice, you know, I need to have flesh and blood, you know, would you sell it to me? So then the bodhisattva, without any trace of doubt in his mind, you know, then cut his flesh, you know, and let flow blood and so forth. And when they did that, then the bodhisattva, then the king of the gods, Indra, you know, seeing that this bodhisattva was really unrelenting, you know, in his in determination for Dharma, that appeared in his true form as Indra, and then asked the bodhisattva, you know, what do you need? So then the bodhisattva replied, you know, I need someone to teach me the meaning of the Prajnaparamita Sutras, you know, the Perfection Wisdom Sutras. So then the King of Indra said that, you know, I cannot help you, you know, however I can, if you need offerings, you know, that I can assist you in doing that. So and then through the blessings of Indra, then the power of Indra, then the Bodhisattva Svayasava's body was caused to return to its original form. Then, so therefore, the Bodhisattva has such great determination, you know, in his mental determination and courage for Dharma practice. Then, when he arrived at the place of his master, Chipa, you know, then the master was, you know, had just entered into this 7 year state of meditative samadhi, you know, meditative concentration, which lasted 7 years. So during that period of time, then he was waiting for his master to come out of samadhi. Then he constantly, you know, without interruption, day and night, circumambulated the residence of his master. So due to the force of his devotion towards his spiritual master, in that very lifetime, you know, he achieved the realization of the eighth bhumi, or the eighth ground of the bodhisattva path. So in general, within the vehicle or of secret mantra, then the disciple, you know, the practitioner can achieve swift realizations within one lifetime. However, such facilities or feats are not possible, you know, are not present, mentioned within the Paramita Yana or the perfection vehicle. However, due to the force of his perfect devotion and practice, then the Bodhisattva achieved the eighth bhumi ground, which is a feat that's impossible, you know, within the perfection vehicle. But he managed to achieve that due to the power of his devotion in the to his spiritual master. Yes.
ジョンの脳臓とも上ろうす。で、ジョンの脳臓、ちょんじゅつもジョンの脳臓、かせんこうね、脳臓系、ね、ゲビシニテンソ、こんでるちょんでそう。で、てんでね、ジョンの脳臓しやこうね、ゲビシニチェイテン。だってんごんむしば。あ、たんれそうさまのまじば。で、ゲビシニヨンジョツ、ヨンジョツのあいざんごんむしばじゃろ。だ、ゲビシニチェイテンでね、じゃ、てげね、だまるね、だまの、 え、ねんでね、年齢中でそう。え、天王の中のがまるです。今は低くみんなの中心。今は低いジェンダーチェだと、天齢中ね、だけびしにもんぼち、天のんぼれ。だってジェーンね、けびしにでそうよ。あ、かしえんだ、中大愛を参考やの、天齢。え、たまんのんぞだ、天齢、よびわる。で、だ、こんは天齢、ペンでね、え、だ、けびしにチェーンね、ジャボンメーセンジェ、ジャボチザだ。 ちょの厳しいにれ、尊重すべき、たんが天気です。そういうんで、今度は、ジャボに目がおなんで、水、茶で飲んで、水、飲んで、今月とこな、あんで、中大、栄養な、水、仕事、ご高度の、ご高度。え、今度は、ゴーティーで、水、さは、ロマサバで。だ、レカン、サムシア、サネ、今夜、飲んで、んだ、そこの天気の天気ね。 実践ちゃんで、どんぼせんじゃばめ、そんじゅすみちょばのらべ、てじえね、かんがふげ、めんちゅうしんで、とんじゅうよ、てんでてんの、ちょば。じゃね、こん、てばしょ。ね、ていたまの。よ、じんだざと、てんでち。だ、じんだかしんよ、たまのんずら、たまば、ちょばんやまのてんで、ぜいんどごの、よ、こん、どうたちろち。どうたちろちでよな、
パノンジャボメイナムダチェンバチーシーズテンレイジャーヨンテンレチェネダシニモンボジテンノンブレテタブヨンマショウスソンバパノンダリチュルサマカリソンバパノンアンデジャボメジャボメセヤトンボチュンブルワネタメセヤジャボテシギジャバジョンジョンノンデデコンゲトンボンデルチュヨアムンドウス
ジーズにコンゲ、コメンのね、なんだ、ジーズちゃんび、トンボトイチェバネ、バードネ、シンロイチョバラバダテシーガンガ、ムンチューシンド、テンノンブル。ジーズにオンテンレゲ、ジーズにオンテンレゲ、シニチェギチェンザードン、ジーズザードン、タマバ、ツイノンツォナチョバネバノ、テンレトイングガラ。で、レラダ、
So then, the then we mentioned about the Bodhisattva Suddhana. So Bodhisattva Suddhana, he had relied on many spiritual masters. His mind was constantly, you know, unsatisfied, you know, with what he already had. He was constantly relying, you know, with once more and more spiritual masters again and again. So every spiritual master he went to would sort of like send him to another spiritual master, you know, that this such and such money, such and such a person has such and such an instructions, you know, and such a bodhisattva, and then you should rely on them and so forth. So he relied on many spiritual masters. And some of these spiritual masters that he relied on, you know, sort of like show the ordinary aspect of being a very ordinary being. One of them was this king that in which was referred to, he was told to rely on this king who was said to be a bodhisattva. One of his teachers had instructed him to do so. So when he came to the palace and he saw that the king was busy engaged in the worldly affairs of administration, his governmental duties, so he seemed to be a person who was completely engaged in that, engrossed in that, and so engaged in the activities of psychic existence. So then he thought in his mind, he generated the doubt whether this king was actually, if he actually had dharma at all. So then when the king finished his government duties, you know, then he brought Suddhana to this practice, to his gomba, his hall of practice, and then there he manifested the various deeds of the Maitreya Buddha, you know, from when the Maitreya Buddha first generated bodhicitta and how he trained the bodhisattva activities and so forth in the path, and then showed these as if like miraculous activities, and then Suddhana generated faith. So he manifested the apparitions of Maitreya Buddha engaging in the deeds of the six perfections, you know, the bodhisattva deeds of the six perfections. And then Suddhana then generated faith in his mind stream. Then so he relied like this continuously on various spiritual master, you know, until a point when he came across one spiritual master that was even manifesting as a very evil person. So then this king advised him to go to another guru, rely on another guru, which was a very negative person. So manifested the aspect of being a very negative person, engaging negative actions. So when Suddhana saw that person, then he was about to generate wrong views towards the master, when there was a voice, you know, that appeared in the sky that said to him, you know, remember the life story of the king, you know, that was his previous teacher that sent him. So when he heard that voice, then he immediately, you know, reverted his wrong views and generated faith. Yes.
Mm-hmm.